Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Paddock Project. I'm your host, Tiggy, and while I was in London for F175, I got to sit down with the one, the only, the MVP of F175 Live, James Vowles, the team principal of Williams. A little background on James before I dive into the interview. So he studied computer science. He was actually rejected from all F1 teams before landing a job with Barr in 2001. And he's since worked in F1 for over 20 years. He moved to Braun, where he was responsible for race strategy, which won the championship in 2009. That's that legendary team that only competed that one year and won the championship. He then spent 12 years at Mercedes throughout their period of dominance. He was most recently the motorsport strategy director. And I don't know if anyone was watching during that time, but the Valtteri, it's James meme is one of the famous things from that time there. Whenever he would get on the radio and kind of ask Bottas to do something to help Hamilton out is sort of the long and short of it, but it's quite funny. His record while at these teams includes 9 Constructors' Championships, 8 Drivers' Championships, over 100 Grand Prix wins. He's worked with world champions Jacques Villeneuve, Jenson Button, Michael Schumacher, Lewis Hamilton, Nico Rosberg. And now, of course, he is team principal of Williams, which is a very exciting challenge for him as he steps into a team that has a storied history in F1, but has not seen the podium and wins and championships in quite some time. But he's on a quest to bring Williams back to its greatness, as you'll hear in the interview. And so in terms of the story of sort of what happened in London when I interviewed him, I had a 10-minute slot with him, which is very exciting, but I got to this room where I set up the camera on the tripod, and then we had to move a couple of the chairs to get in front of this, like, wall, the F175 live wall. And while I was doing that, I walked away from my tripod and it fell and the camera lens broke. And so I had to run and get a different part for my tripod literally a minute before he was going to show up to film. I had to get a part of my tripod to be able to use to film with my phone, which I then set up. And then I realized my script with all my questions that I had prepared and that had been signed off on by the team were on my phone, which was going to be filming us. So I sort of had to wing it and do it live with no notes, but I think I managed to get most of them asked. But it was a very funny situation. And yes, that was the story of interviewing James Vowles, but it was an incredible conversation. I'm so excited for you all to hear it. And I just feel so honored to have been able to talk to someone who I really admire and respect in the Formula One world. He just seems like such an incredible leader. And of course, I've never worked with him and on the team, but I think you can just tell from talking with him and listening to his interviews how thoughtful he is and how much he truly cares and how much he thinks that this is such an honor to be able to do what he's doing and be in the position that he's in. And it's very well deserved. But yeah, cheers to James Vowles. James, so lovely to be with you. Fantastic. We're kicking off the season in some way, shape, or form today. How does it feel being here?
It feels good. I mean, it's every year we get to a similar state where we get to the last race of the season. You're very tired. You're looking forward to a break. And then about 3-4 weeks later, all I'm thinking of is, when can we get going? And so what today represents for me is this really is where, we get to show our livery to the world, but it's bigger than that. This is really for me where the season kicks off, and so it's a brilliant day.
Yeah, and you got a little bit ahead of it with the car and the shakedown in Silverstone. How was the reception of that?
Good. Yeah, I mean, for us, huge. I mean, this really is a new era for us. We've changed to Atlassian Williams Racing. That's a line in the sand that we've now crossed and onto a different side. And for that, we really had to shout from the rooftops about it, because in our history, it's one of the most momentous occasions. So definitely we did a shakedown and it was good. I mean, to explain sort of, I guess, to the insider, the logistics of how that worked, the car came together for the first time at 4 a.m. and then rolled out the garage at 10 a.m. So that's thousands and thousands of bits, hours and hours of work coming together just a few hours before we show the world live.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, speaking of Atlassian, congratulations on that announcement. I'm a former product manager and engineer, so I've used many of Atlassian's tools. Yep. Love them. What does that mean for the team, and what are you looking forward to with them this year?
I think you don't often spend enough time reflecting on change, but I will now do that with you here. Look back 2 years ago. We didn't really have partners on board with us. We had a few. We were fortunate, but really not to the level we had today. We didn't have the driver lineup we have today. We didn't have the depth and the strength within our organization that we have today in terms of engineering or otherwise. There's not a stone or an element of our organization that hasn't changed. And what Atlassian represents to me, as does as well for that matter, Alex resigning and Carlos signing and coming to us, they're all milestones that we're not the same Williams that was there before. We mean business. We're here to transform ourselves. We're here to make sure that the world understands that we're here to win championships. It'll take time, but it's a serious bid for moving forward.
Yeah, so with that in mind, what are your goals for this season in terms of what does success look like? But then how focused are you on 2026? Is that the bigger goal here?
Yeah, always. So definitely 26 is the bigger goal. That doesn't mean that we won't give our absolute all at every single race this year. I think it's going to be a very close championship up and down, so plenty of opportunity. But as I've said from the outset, if I put too much focus on the now, the future will be compromised. And our future is winning championships. To get there is going to be a little bit of sacrifice along the way. But as I said, there's some great things in the car that was there at Silverstone. You can't really tell how quick it is until even we get to Melbourne. I think the field's going to be so tight that Bahrain testing won't tell you much either. What are our aspirations for this year? Making sure that we get the right fundamentals in place such that as the car becomes more and more competitive, we're able to use it to its best of its availability. That's probably the right way I can describe it to you. Scrap for every point we can along the way.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you have one of the most formidable driver pairings on the grid. How do you feel about their dynamic so far? How are they working together?
They're brilliant. As you see them on camera is pretty much how they are. We released something which I was looking at in the car on the way over here, which was, I was there at the time. We were filming our launch material, and I found Alex and Carlos with cameras, which that is a bad sign. And then the content of which just got released a few minutes ago, and I can tell you it's as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
But the point of that dynamic is put the helmet on. Both of them are, you know, they have race-winning pedigree. Carlos has won multiple races. Alex was right there and able to in the situation he was in. But take the helmet off, and I have two individuals that are leaders that want to lead this team towards success. So that's why I described before, for where we are as Williams, this is the best driver pairing, and I couldn't ask for more.
So when did you know Carlos was the one for the team?
It was back in 23. I was putting together my sort of four-year plan of what we need to be successful. And I was looking for, I mean, he's fierce and fast on track, but that everyone knows. What I was looking for is an individual that really knows how to drag every millisecond out of a team, how to lead the team from the back. And if you look at every single team that he's been a part of, they've all moved up the grid. And it's not a surprise to me. Now that I've had the pleasure of working with him for several months, I can see all that I was hoping for in him. And so it's back in 23, highlighted that Carlos is it, and spoke to them back in 23. And they were very polite and said, yeah, that's very kind of you. But
you planted the seed.
Planted the seed, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, even just hearing Carlos on the radio as a fan, you can tell how well his mind works.
it's structured. Everything that comes out of it in the debrief is structured as well. The direction is clear. And as I said, he and Alex are very, very similar together, which is why it gels and it works. Yeah. If you have interfighting, you're going to be focused on that. We're focused on moving the team up.
Yeah. So you spent so much time at Mercedes, saw a lot of success, had your hands in many different roles, data engineering, et cetera. What is it like leading a team now with thousands of people kind of in behind you?
Strange as it sounds, it feels comfortable. It feels natural. It feels like I've found my home as well. And I was fortunate along that journey you mentioned to have some really good leaders around me that believed in me and invested in me and gave me responsibilities probably beyond my capability, which allowed me to get where I am today. And without doubt, in the first few months and still today, there's a learning curve that's enormous, but I love that. That's what if I'm not challenging myself, I get bored incredibly quickly, and I can assure you I've never been bored one day in this.
So that's amazing. Could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. To combat this, we've been loving Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth, which contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors. With over 30,000 reviews and counting, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PADDOCKPROJECT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PADDOCKPROJECT for 15% off today. Are there lessons that you've taken from your time at Mercedes that you're thinking about today with the new challenge?
100%. I mean, how can you not? You've gone from one of the most successful sports team full stop in the world. No one's won that many in a row, near enough. And you'd be foolish not to take that with you. So definitely there's a tremendous amount of learnings from not just Toto, but everyone along my journey, all the other senior leaders that are there. They are fierce competitors still today, unfortunately against me, not with me anymore. But I definitely took a tremendous amount from that. It's a different, best way to explain to you, completely different requirement between the two teams. Mercedes is in the situation where it was built, I was there during that rebuild, but built into a very high standard with a lot of depth in the organization. Williams obviously came from a poor position, which just gave it a different starting ground. So I've had to learn a whole load of new skills, but I've enjoyed, as I said, every single minute of the journey, because it's a challenge, and those skills will stay with me for the rest of our life, and we'll be stronger for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's been fun to watch you take charge and lead the team, and it's clear how much you care and how well suited you are for it. So we'll end with a little bit of rapid fire, super quick. Favorite race?
Suzuka, not for the hotel rooms, they're terrible, but the track is extraordinary.
Yeah, that's very high on my list. If you had to change one regulation, what would it be?
I'm not overly a fan of the latest ones on swearing. For clarity, I think we're going to work our way through it, which is to say, if they're in the car, anyone that puts their life on the line, give them a little bit of room to work around that. But that's about the only one. Everything else, I actually think we're in a good place for regulations, and it's well managed by the FI.
Yeah, we'll see how 2026 goes.
Exactly.
And finally, highlight of your career to date.
It was the day that I walked through the door in Williams. And that goes above my first win, my first championship, winning many, many championships. It was the culmination of 20-something years of work all coming together in a minute.
Wow. So beautifully said. James, thank you so much. We're cheering for you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for that.